They've observed, they've learned, they've been examined. The examination got pretty rough, by the way. They all spent years on academic probation, and one of them didn't make it. But now they're ready to go, even though some of them are still doubting. So Jesus sends out 11 candidates into the world to all nations, baptizing and teaching, making more disciples. And so they go. They go, the poor fellows sent out into all the world like that, with nothing on their side but God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus makes disciples and turns them into apostles. Even now, he does this. After all, he is the crucified but resurrected one. He is the now exalted Son, to whom God has entrusted all authority in heaven and on earth for all time and beyond. Wherever we go, whenever we go, he is with us. And with Jesus, in Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to us. Through his word, in baptism, we are washed and marked and named with one name, the name of the one who sent the Son who came to save, and the Spirit who goes between and bestows the blessings of the triune God. This God is with us. But yet, in spite of this, we turn away from him at times, even as we claim to be followers of him. We might be against him, even while we like to think that we are on his side. We refuse to hear his word. We resist his commands. And we start deciding for ourselves what it means to be a disciple. Jesus is the one who determines that. And Jesus is the one who determines how and where and when he is with us. He is with us, in spite of us, even in our sinfulness. And when we doubt or hesitate, he gives confidence and courage. When we are tempted to follow false prophets teaching and prophesying grand things that are not of God, he corrects our steps. And when we go astray and when we fall into sin, Jesus is there at our side to lead us back to him. Jesus is the one who determines what it means that he is with us. And his way of being at our side may be a hard way through difficult circumstances. He does not say that because he is always with us that we will not be tested or have people angry at us or that we won't suffer persecution. That may be the place to which we are called. But as and when we are, Jesus is with us in all of these difficult places, and in the very midst of them, he is with us. He is faithful. He came in the first place to be with us. Because of sin, because of doubt and unbelief, because of fear, he came. God became a human being, one of us, and lived among us. He mingled with us, Emmanuel. He spoke our language and told us not to be afraid, and he showed us the way. He became one of us so that we could see him and hear him and believe. And we know that Jesus is with us because he came for us. Jesus remains Emmanuel, God with us. The Son of God, conceived of the Holy Spirit in human flesh, in whom God remains with his followers until the end of the age. This post-Easter time, in fact, this entire age for Jesus' followers is a time of going to all nations. And we may go with nothing on our side but God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whose name we are baptized. But Jesus is with us, in fact, with his entire church. Well, what does it mean that Jesus is with his church every day until the end of the age? It means that with his presence, he continues to come to us, giving himself to us, saving us, forgiving us, granting us life with him, and ruling over us in his gracious reign. With his authority, as the crucified and risen and exalted Jesus, he is actively present among us through the church, continuing to baptize, to teach, and going to all nations. He doesn't merely remain alongside. He comes to us. He comes to us in his Holy Supper, giving himself to us, his body, his blood, for our forgiveness, for our salvation. It was for our forgiveness that he gave himself on the cross. And this is what we celebrate here today in this holy meal. And yet we also, with joy, anticipate the end of the age banquet feast in his kingdom, which is revealed here even now at this table. Jesus is with us. Jesus is for us. Jesus promises to be with his disciples every day until the end of time. He promises this. And will he not be with us? He sends his disciples, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching his word. Will he not be with them? Jesus taught his disciples what it means to follow him. He gave them words to say and things to do. He showed them the cross and how to carry it. He gave them his death and his resurrection to proclaim. He gave them himself, his life, now and forever, also for us, until the very end of the age and beyond. Amen. The peace of God.